This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Huntings, 24-7, 48-4. Keep it in the talk. And I take back talk. Watch out. Me ball. Them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them a me enemy, me and them nothing. Me come again, really good from the gear, man. Them me come again, really good.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, Inflatable Kingdom, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, and Prince Masters.
When they obey a man, them cause them a work too much obey for people, children, they come really good. When they inform a them, they do too much infamine and a cause problem, they come really good. When they backbite a them, they do too much backbiting and a cause problem, they ball. Them no like me, I mean no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friends. Them no like me, I mean no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Go tell your friend, the people come for run things again, go tell your friend.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Friday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Friday edition, weekend edition. And boy, I tell you, this Friday, and it seemed like it took this week long time to get to Friday, but thank God we had Friday. MJ, what's good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I look around and I see every day we wake up and more crazy headlines and more crazy news. Shout out to everybody who survived the bridge fiasco this morning.
Yeah.
Because that could have got a lot worse than that really was. So I'm glad, you know, to everybody who suffered injury and car damage, I understand. Thoughts and prayers go out to you guys, but you're still here. You're still with us. We didn't lose any lives. So thank God for that.
Yeah, I was so happy to hear that. Everyone was okay. When I saw that, when you showed me the pictures this morning, I was like, what happened on the bridge? Couldn't believe it. But, you know, I was like, you need to worry, because when you hear anything happening on a bridge, any kind of a car accident, you know, sometimes your mind goes to the worst places, just imagining how dangerous that situation, you know, could be. And it was dangerous. Thankfully, so far as we know, so far, no one has lost their life. So, yeah, a lot of property damage, but we could fix those things. We could, you know,
those are all replaceable.
Build back better. But it's good that everyone is safe and, you know, okay today.
All right. So before we get into them, you know, we like to keep them in the know and get them where they want to go. I got a little FYI for you. So let me do some housekeeping and get these all out of the way. First and foremost, bring the kids and the whole family to the Inflatable Kingdom Attraction Park. Now open nonstop fun on Cable Beach, just $25 for unlimited rides. So big up to that crew down there with the Inflatable Kingdom. I see it for the little kids. I think that's a good look for the weekend. Join all soccer fans. Everybody, join us who loves soccer or football at Nassau Cruise Port for the FIFA World Cup Final on Sunday, July 19th. Gates open at 1 p.m. Kickoff at 3 p.m. Spain versus Argentina. So get on down there and enjoy the match on the big screen, all right? Visit Nassau Cruise Ports on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn for more information. And don't forget, can't forget this one. The Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with a great summer escape giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and 1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop the entry form into the box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaks Field, and tune into Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. All right, the Nassau Cup right there, too. Now that we got that out of the way, MJ, we got a lot to talk about, and we expect you to chime in, and here's how you can.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC 4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323 625-4259-325-4316. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right, MJ, where do we start? Let me start it off right with the bridge. Very, very lucky we avoided a major catastrophe with that.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. And, you know, we've had so many catastrophes in the last couple of weeks. I know that there was kind of like a candlelight vigil the other night. And, you know, we've had memorial services for so many young Bahamians that we've lost in the last couple of weeks. And I'm still thinking about them. You know, it just the thoughts of the tragic accident on Shirley Street, as well as what happened with the plane crash in Andrus, like they stay with us. And rightfully so. And I think they're going to stay with us for a while. But I'm just glad we didn't have another tragedy this morning. I mean, that is for sure. But we got to...
We're going to take another one now.
Yeah. Let's use this as a cautionary tale. So whatever we got to figure out to make sure something like this never happens again. Because that must have been... Could you imagine being on the bridge this morning while that was happening?
Yeah. What?
On the bridge. You know,
and folks going to work.
Yeah.
But my whole thing about it is, let's do the due diligence now after the fact as well. Let's find out before we rush to judgment and hit social media with all our conspiracy theories. Let's let the road traffic do their investigation to find out exactly what happened and caused this whole situation. I don't think that truck just willingly drove down just that side of the bridge and caused the damage that it did. It had to be something wrong. So let's allow it all to come out before we speculate and rush to judgment.
And the responders, I was happy to see that they were able to give a quick response, you know, from the fire department and our police officers there on Paradise Island. I mean, that was a good thing that I saw that they were able to quickly respond.
Bring into action, yes, indeed. I give them credit for that. You got the fire station there on Paradise Island. So, and the police station, like
that usually has the fire truck, correct? Because that was one of the ones we called, and they're usually in place. Like, they don't play around with that, which is good.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Operator with those in this morning's bridge accident. I remember years back, the equipment was barred over PI Bridge. I remember years ago, that was something too. That was, they were barred.
Hmm. Or did they have to find other means?
Resort development, so comes. Big vehicles like that going over the bridge.
So they had other means of getting to Paradise Island, correct?
I think they used to barge and carry a lot of stuff on boats, but they couldn't do it, put it on smaller trucks and take it over.
Okay. All right.
But again, now I need an update on this. Somebody sent me some pictures about a cab flipped on the highway coming from the airport. Let me get a proper update on that, please, if we got anything. Mr. Producer, can you check and see on that, too? But if that is the case, people on that airport road, please slow down, for God's sake.
Agreed.
I'm talking about accidents. And if this is the case, and there is an overturned taxi on that highway, thoughts and prayers go out to anybody involved in that situation, but what road?
I would have hoped one thing that came out of the tragedy on Shirley Street is that everyone kind of, like, consciously recalibrates. Like, just think to drive with more sense and to drive more responsibly. But it seems that it may take a while for that to, you know, penetrate the general population. Because we've seen some silly accidents. I've seen some bad driving, I mean, just persistently these past couple of weeks. Like, we're not learning lessons that we should be learning.
And let's be honest, there are a lot of streetlights that are not working. That whole thing, Saunders Beach Corridor, onto the highway, to Saunders Beach Highway. All of that is running with those lights not working.
That's any a part of it, too.
Of Thompson Boulevard and then the airport road that no lights are working or flickering.
That's a part of it, too. That's the part where, you know, I think BPL is responsible for those lights. They could definitely do a better job there. But we could do a better job paying, you know, more attention and actually kind of like acknowledging and abiding by the rules of the road. You know, the speeding is still crazy, still seeing these little cars zooming by and wondering, like, what they rushing for, like, why, you know?
And red light means stop.
Yeah.
Don't run straight through and say, oh, I got through. No, because one day it ain't going to happen that way, and you end up getting a serious judgment. You need to stop a lot of the foolishness, just unnecessary foolishness on the road.
Yeah, I mean, we could do better. The lights I get, I've said before, you know, the lights all along Cable Beach, Coastal Bend, the other bend right before it, they
potholes
definitely need
every
to turn on. I don't know.
Or street of your choice and you got a pothole.
I don't know why so many lights are off at night. Like, what was happening? It's not just one or two. It's like a whole string of them, all of them completely out. And it's been a while. You know, if this was just something that just happened, I would, you know, give them some time and opportunity to fix it. But it's been a while now. We've talked about this before. And still the lights aren't fixed.
No, agreed. And I'm just going to remind everybody on that Western Strip, too, where they've dug up the sidewalks. There's a lot of potholes and pitfalls there too coming up. So you got to be careful, you know, with that side of traffic if you're coming into town from west, because those sidewalks are still dug up. There's no proper light in there. The lights aren't working, and there's craters and holes and drains that still haven't been rectified because they haven't finished the sidewalks. So you have to proceed in that area with caution and care. You hit one of them drains that are open and hit the cover on top of that, you're looking at a flip over accident easy.
Yeah, those are really dangerous.
It's not. And have you noticed lately, MJ, we're just having little fender benders. Everybody flipping over.
You think it's because there's so many, like, little small cars? No offense to the small car drivers, but, I mean, I saw a car so small, I was like, I don't even know how that passed inspection. No offense, right? Because I know that people need transportation. They need affordable transportation. But honestly, I don't see how you survive.
When Devin corned beef can bigger than your car, you don't need to be on the road in that car. Beef is bigger than your car. You don't not need to be on the road in your car in that car. No disrespect to you or your car, but yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Great show, Okay, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Right on, man. Hey, I was telling Miss Green on her show today, right? Some of these things, I don't call them accidents, you know. I call them intentional. Because how these people driving, it got to be intentional. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Did we lose? I think we lost. Call us back. I want to hear that. Yeah, I mean, some of the responsibility does lie on us, right? Like, you can't just say the road's bad, the light's bad. These things are reality, and they're contributing factors to what gets me wrong. But we got to drive in more sense.
Yes. I am only saying that they are contributing factors.
Agreed.
That coupled with the denied oxygen in the room, the average small car, Conk 500 drivers who believe that their little roller skate is a rocket ship and like to practice the most hee-haw on the road. Yes. And when I say hee-haw, that's the sound of a donkey because I can't say you know what on radio. But you understand what I'm saying. They practice foolishness.
Yeah.
And for no apparent reason and try to... Let's try and stick this car where a car has never gone before. Okay, we flipped it. Never mind. Let's walk away. Find $4,000 more. We'll buy a new one. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, you know.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
You know, lately I've been listening more than calling in. But with this driving situation, see, my job is the road. I drive from 8 to 5. So I can tell you, you do have some people that are intentional with the way they drive. I mean, from my view, it seems like they are trying to get themselves in accident.
Wow.
Because if you're coming down, say, to Carmichael and blue and red light, come on. You're already almost at the light. Where are you trying to overtake? You there's nowhere to go.
Right.
Unless you're going to emerge on the incoming traffic and they're speeding. Mm. And I mean, it's like they're forcefully trying to force their way in between. And when you don't let them go, they speed up to try and get in between the other two cars. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
You know, and today from Combi Scan, I saw a elderly gentleman in a car and I really made a comment I probably should not have because I said, Dad, I ain't gonna lie. If you done retire and got no place to go, you need to park this car because you ain't moving. You literally crawling on the road and got nowhere to go. You don't have to speed, but the least you could do is hit the hit the mile per hour. hit the 15, at least. Hit 15.
Step on the gas.
No, he can't step on the gas. But come on, if you're not going anywhere, why hold up the road? And can you say that this caused accidents too? Because some people don't realize that you're not going any faster than you are. And that would probably cause them to, you know, hit you from behind or something.
Right. Yeah. Mm.
So that, because, I mean, if you're driving along the road, you're coming up and you see a car, you just probably assume, well, he just take off. He can speed up soon. So you may not be paying attention.
Right, right. Oh,
there's
boy.
So much things that the police can do to assist with some of these, because if they enforce the rules of the road, if they truly enforce the rules of the road, I think we would have much better drivers. Because when they go to foreign, they drive perfectly fine.
Exemplary. Exemplary.
Seatbelt. Horn. They don't slow down at the stop sign. They stop at the stop sign.
Right. So we know how to do better. We know how to do better. We just choose to not do better.
And then we'll say, oh, the Bahamas is not a real place. It's a real place. It's just the way you make it.
All right, Gwala, good stuff. Let's get to the other calls. Talking heads. All right, Gwala, let us back, man. I know you're trying to wake out your minutes. Call us back when you get your minutes. Let Mr. Producer know it's you, and we'll get you on.
That is something, you know, that expression, the Bahamas is not a real place. Every time I hear it, I kind of just shake my head, because can a not real place produce real people? I wonder. I have no idea.
It produces real headaches sometimes, I'll tell you that.
Apparently so.
Good afternoon. No, I understand that these Japanese jolly pops are for one-point driving. Crash one and understand that the structure of them is like a 12-ounce aluminum soda can.
This is what I'm getting curious about, you know, because we did have a situation where they kind of, I think the Minister of Transport described it as, you know, introducing this new class under 3,000 pounds. But, I mean, these small cars have some inherent dangers just about the structure of them as well. You know what I mean? So I get it. Portable transportation, that's a very real thing. But how safe are some of these cars? Like I said, I saw, I don't even know, it was a white car. It was so small. I think I'm taller. I'm 5'5", right? I'm taller. I was like way taller than that car. And also, it looked like one of those cars like an average person could just pick up. It was crazy. And I said to myself, how does this car get licensed? I mean, I doubt this could survive an accident with almost any other vehicle on the road. You know, so I don't know. I think we do have a situation where people need these smaller cars, and some of them are quite well made, right? Not all of them are the same, but we know some of them definitely don't belong on the road. They don't.
Come on, Naughty and Andre. Red light means pick up speed. Yellow, keep going. Green is slow down. Someone may be running the opposite red light. Come on, man. Get it together, you guys.
You know what? Well, yeah. We got to get it together. No, but that is unfortunately, that is the thinking. I don't know what kind of re-education campaign around, you know, just driving sensibly. Not even well, just sensibly. And that's another thing, too. I mean, when we're on the road, I don't need you to be nice. I don't need you to be generous. I just need you to be predictable. Just be predictable. Do the things that we expect sensible drivers to do.
Good afternoon, Naughty and Andrea. It's high time to reduce duty on 20% on any imported vehicles less than 5 years old. This will help to encourage Bahamians to invest in better vehicles rather than importing what Japan calls garbage and sends us. Let's go.
Yeah.
Phone lines,
we
got some callers on the lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, yeah, I was telling you, how some of these people drive, right? They got to be intentional. If you driving 1 inch behind someone's car and they slam and they press brakes, right, and you ride up in the back of them, right, how do I get an accident? That's an intentional. You turn in through a corner. You just shoot through the corner using no signal whatsoever, and you run into someone's car riding on the street, right? That's an intentional. That ain't no accident. Some of these people just don't care. No. The worst thing would ever happen is when people could afford these cars. You got to realize, right, once you detach yourself from the bank, these people don't care. All they do is just buy another car.
You think that's so cheap that it kind of removes some of the, like the typical...
It removes the responsibility because the bank is no longer attached to it. So
you could
bungle
up one of them. You got
driving
$3,500. You got another slack, $3,500. If you mash one of them up, you go get another one brand new.
Yeah, you get the next one. The toilet tissue cost.
And people always buying parts to replace on them cars. So you got some, you know, part money back before you get your money together and boom. Before you know it, you're back out on the road.
They need to raise the duty on them to 400%. I bet you they get a garden.
No, no. Oh, no. I hear you, caller, but no. But there is something about this concept about cars being disposable. You know, I don't think cars were supposed to be disposable. Not when you consider all of the responsibilities and risks associated with driving.
No, I mean, a lot to go around. But I'll be honest with you. I can't lie. I think this has been the most annoying period of time with the small car generation that we've seen. I've seen in my lifetime. There were times where, you know, you got the Honda crew. They can slow down for every pothole and ride Katy corner because their rims oversized. It's part of the mantra that goes with being a Honda owner of any year, make or model. But then you got, like I said, these wild crotch rocket flying little Swift and Geo and Paso.
You better stop calling these car names.
All of them.
Yeah.
And all they want to do is practice hee haw. All right, Texas. I see you calling. I see you. MJ, we got to get to the break. Take us to the break and we'll be back at you.
All right. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9. And yours truly, MJ. We're going to be right back after this break.
Keep it in the talk. And I take back talk. Watch out. Me boy, them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Me come again, really good from the gear man, them me come again. Really good from the informer, them me come again. Really good from the backbite, and them me come again. Really good from the sodomite, them me come again. They go really good from the gear man, them me come really good. From the gear man, them, cause I want thing, me no say them no want a girlfriend, me come really good.
Dive in hot with the new KFC Dunk Buffalo Ranch. A crispy ranch chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce on the side. For just $8.95, get messy with it and dunk it how you want it. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Everybody dunk!
Put more money back in your pocket with a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hey, kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams, Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Running through the castles, flying through the air, laughing with our friends, fun is everywhere. Jumping higher, higher than before, Inflatable Kingdom, give us more and more.
Jump this way to fun at Inflatable Kingdom Attraction Park, opening Friday, July 10th at Breezes Cable Beach. Unlimited inflatable rides for kids up to 12. Kids, $25. Adults, $5. Adult supervision required.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Them are my enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are my enemy, me and them no friend. Go tell your friend. The cable come for run, King Jack and go tell your friend. Now go run it 24/7, go tell your friend. Me not give no gear, man friend, go tell your friend. Me not give no sad my friend, go tell your friend. Me don't want no backbite, friend, go tell your friend. Then me don't want no inform my friend, that's why.
We are back after on Friday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Friday edition, weekend edition. And we got lots to talk about. Open lines. Boy, MJ, listen, let me get to the text lines because listen here. Texas have 0 chill today on a Friday. Honest to God. Buckle up. Here we go. Naughty and MJ, don't forget all these small cars are being driven by their big box drivers. Like, they just be fighting to steer the wheel. What they steering with? They belly, they nipple and breast, they shoulder or elbow, or all of the above. But don't be funny and encourage me to write. Don't encourage me.
And say no more. Go and
not encourage
no
me to text them.
Wow.
Let me move to the next.
No comment at this time or not. Just, wow. Y'all ain't nice at all.
Naughty and MJ, I was mortified to find out that behind my bumper of my Japanese cars was stereo foam.
Wow. Wait a minute. Inspections.
Stereo foam. Motto.
Who bringing these little cars in?
My God.
Come on.
Naughty and MJ, there's only one law in this Juju Republic. Do what you feel until you get catch. Pay your way out, rinse, rewind, and repeat.
You know what? Oh, boy. Let's say this. Maybe some of those little cars are inherently more dangerous than others, right? Maybe we're putting them all in one big group, but they're not all necessarily. Somebody got to tell us that, right? Somebody got to.
They all fall in the roller skate variety.
Tell us. You know, some safety ratings on some of the smaller, because not all of them, like I said, are necessarily bad. Maybe some are better than others. Maybe, you know, a little bit of education towards, well, this one could survive a crash at 30 miles an hour, 40 miles. You know, maybe, you know, give us some information.
I don't want to sound insensitive when I say this, uh-huh. But from what I've seen most of the parts, most of the times when they crash those kind of cars that I mentioned, what I call the Kong 500 participants.
They fall right up.
Don't end out well. It don't turn
out
well. Yeah,
they fold right up. And it's on us too, you know. Let me not say give us it. Let me say we need to look into some of these things. So, yes, it may be attractive. It's only $2,500 a car. But really, is your, you know, safety down to just $2,500? Like, maybe you should check out an alternative that may be a little bit more expensive, but that offers you a greater chance of survival in the event of an accident, because they are going to happen. So, you know, it's on us, too. I mean, you could only drive a car once you're an adult, right? So act like an adult. Do some research. Make sure your car offers a certain amount of safety for you and your family. And then once you get behind the wheel, drive like you have sense. Drive like you want to protect yourself and your family.
Let me get to this texter. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Good job, Naughty and MJ. You've addressed the roads and you've addressed us. However, one thing that you guys haven't addressed that is a big part of the problems on the road is the lack of law enforcement and lack of enforcement of the rules. Police, but they need to put it where blame is due. Police are part of the problem as well. Always saying that they're busy, yet people are on the road breaking rank and breaking laws.
Boy, y'all gonna force us to turn into a nation of, they call them Karens, or like in China, it's literally a thing where you could report other citizens that do craziness and then they get points. It's a whole crazy system that they have going on over there. But at some point, you know, if you find that law enforcement isn't able to fulfill these needs, then citizens start wondering, you know, what else we got to do, because this person driving like a complete JA is not just endangering the rest of us. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to be a decent driver, to make sure you have, you know, all of your paperwork, insurance, and so forth. And then you know, you have to deal with a plethora of idiots who act like they don't give two shakes, you know, how fast they speed, running red lights, running stop signs. I mean, the rest of us shouldn't have to put up with that on a consistent, continuous basis.
And listen, to all of my biker friends, while I got your attention too, listen, I understand you always be on your bike, you always get a little hot, you always get a little wet, you always get a little fired up, you know what I mean? You're like, yeah, let me lick one. In the middle of traffic, in the middle of Bay Street on a Sunday afternoon with tour buses and taxi cabs, there's no need to burst one. Just continue riding. All of y'all need helmets.
Honestly, that's the judge. If I see a biker, the first thing I look for is whether, you know, they have a helmet on, and I judge them completely based on just that one observation.
And if you want to get some of the cool ones, like the old throwback soldier helmets, like the American model of soldier helmets or the German helmets, that's fine. They're not as safe as the proper motorcycle helmets, but make sure to put something on your head, for Christ's sake, people.
I tell you, I judge them. I mean, I look and I say, okay, helmet, all right, this is someone who's, you know, half a responsible
and I could be honest with you.
No helmet, I say, okay, this is an idiot, let them pass, because better for them to be in front of you than behind you doing foolishness, you know?
Fellas, and if you like to tote young ladies on the back of your bike, make sure you have an extra helmet for her, and so you can keep yours on and give her a helmet.
Yeah, but also, the riders have some agency too. Imagine how silly you have to be to jump on a bike behind a fella, helmet on, and you there with your head exposed.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad you broke it down, MJ. Thank you.
It's not just on the guys. Like, someone offering you a ride on it, you can jump on the bike, they straight, but you don't have a helmet? You think that makes any sense?
I mean, you can say, like, hey, let me off this bike, because if you don't have enough common sense to give me the helmet, dum-dum,
you don't get on in the first place. Your helmet has to go on before you jump on the bike, for most, like, passengers. So, you don't have a helmet, but you're jumping on the bike for. I mean, you can't always blame other people. We all have choices to make, you know, as well. And enough to jump on the back of a bike, no helmet, then that's on you too. That is on you.
Naughty and MJ, I've seen someone ride his bike with a woman on the back and a child in front of him, no helmet seen at all.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I might have to say something about that, because honestly, the two silly adults is one thing, but the child, nah. Mm-mm. You might have to speak up in that situation.
Naughty and MJ, bikers need to stop popping wheelies in traffic jams, period. The government can collect money, especially in the mornings, from this nonsense. Collect the stupid tax and reduce grocery taxes.
And I always wonder, like, I'm like, who are you trying to impress? Like, why are you doing this in the middle? Like, you think we watching and just, oh, my God, look at that great wheelie. I'm so impressed. Like, well, what's the point of it? Like, why does it make sense?
The more things change, the more they still change around here, man. Naughty and MJ, there is no enforcement from government right now. If you expect that they can't enforce laws within parliamentarians who need to be chastised and punished, you think they're actually going to enforce laws on these fools who ride up and down on the road?
So the laws, most of them are already on the books, right? And I wonder if it's an issue of just enforcement or resources as well. Like, it's still trying to figure out, like, where we're lacking. Because when you do see the officers, right, like, they are actively looking. Sometimes when I see the bike cops, they go up and down, and then they do stop people. We've seen people side of the road pulled over by cops. So it's not like they're not doing the job. It's just, do we have enough of them? Like, what is the issue? You know? I don't often see them watching a blatant infraction and not doing anything. Now, some of the cars do. I've seen bikers speed past and see a police car and be like, all right, they're about to get stopped. And, yeah, no, they don't.
It's nothing, like, not a zero zilch.
Yeah, that ain't our portfolio. We ain't chasing no bike, all right? All right. But the question is, do we have enough resources in this particular area? Because people have been talking about it for a while. We see things getting worse, not better. But still, we don't see a response proportionate to how bad things are getting on the roads now.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Noddy and MJ, I hate to bring this up, right? Because I guess everyone has to make a dollar too, right? But what's going on with the young man who does the backflip somersaults by the highway when the cars stop heading towards the Mall of Marathon? You see that?
Do it. What is he doing? No, I haven't seen it. What is he doing?
As the cars stop on the highway, coming off a Tarling Darling Highway heading towards Marathon, right? The guy stops in front of the cars, right? He does a backflip somersault cartwheel for money.
What?
I think at this point, something got to be in the chicken.
I thought he's freaking himself out. I didn't know that was his routine. I didn't know that was his hustle. I thought he was just freaking himself out.
No, yes. I've been dead since with this. I was using my word so bad what I didn't say when I see this.
Why is he doing it? I mean, is it entertainment? Is he getting tips? What's happening?
I don't know. Only God one knows.
Yeah, that ain't making sense.
It's ridiculous.
Right,
I don't know if he's trying to get likes on Facebook. I don't know if he's trying to get up on WhatsApp. But these people can't drive, so the only place he can get up is on Thursday paper.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, thanks for letting us know.
If he backs up the traffic, he could end up Thursday's paper for real, no joke. So, yeah, it may be fun and it may be, you know, entertaining, but obviously make sure that it's done safely because you don't want people to get in a problem.
How do you safely be backflipping into traffic? Like, I don't know.
Hold on. I'm still at this point here, MJ. Yeah, I'm on it hot outside, right? I need a little hustle. All the yachty and steely them, they washing up the cars. So they really can't infringe on the car washing. I'm trying to get into illegal activity around the corner, you know, selling a little bit of this and selling a little bit of that because me and JLA in France. I can't really find a job because unemployment high. Even though they say unemployment low, I can't find no job. What kind of hustle they can do? No, I ain't selling. Everybody should be selling kidnapped. Them little young fellas can sell kidnapped. They should chuck you with compass out in protractor. So no, I ain't gonna mess with kidnapper. Oh, I know what I could do. This could be my hustle. I could backflip from town center mall straight up Blue Hill Road. And that could be my hustle. I could do that every morning. Every morning I can get paid.
No, man, no. You know, there's a talented young Bahamian that can do backflips.
They need to come interview.
But needs to be in the right. So great moves, wrong environment, right? So, yeah. To all y'all in the creative community, maybe let's help redirect that. Young man.
Shout out to my boy Jarvis Brown from Breezes. He's the original circus guy from Breezes. Jarvis, go ride Blue Hill Road, man. You might find somebody for your act.
Yep, there you go.
Trapeze, at least you got a clown. You understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
My God. At what point, though, and I get it. I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures, but that's risking it. That is a very risky protocol. It's not like you downtown amongst the tourists doing that kind of stuff, stationary, where they're kind of used to seeing street performers from the States and like Vegas. You go wait to go downtown Santa Barbara and Blue Hill Road, but you looking to get it?
Yeah, that is risky.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I have one or two points I want to make, or one or two questions I want you to tell me. What are the plans of this government in a case when we are stuck on either of the bridges, and there is an emergency vehicle trying to make their way either to Paradise Island or from Paradise Island? Where do we move?
Caller, it's safe for me to say no at our prime minister, knowing his track record. At this point in time, if I were to tell you, at this moment, the member is not prepared to answer at this time, I think that would be a safe answer.
Okay, let me share. Until something happens, and you know, we only do things in this country when after a tragedy strike, okay? The government or whoever have the brains, not the Chinese people, not the white people, need to tell us. Or I could make a suggestion. The government or whoever the person making the decisions in this country, they need to find a way. If there's an emergency, we need to either get a ferry boat back and forth to Paradise Island, you know, to move persons or something, because if we have again, or even a Bahamian, anybody in dire straits, emergency situations, stuck on those bridges, how do we get them over the bridge when the traffic is backed up? Right?
Yeah.
Now,
no.
That situation now,
I know,
this morning.
Ma'am, I know in certain instances from past experience and working over there, because of traffic situations, there was times where people were moved via boat further down on Bay Street to avoid traffic, and then they were picked up there. But I understand your point. If both of those bridges are locked down, if there's some sort of catastrophe where the bridges are stuck, we do need a plan B and a plan C to get people off and evacuate people off the island and get emergency vehicles over there as well.
So here's a fix that some other jurisdictions employ. And you remember this, Naughty, because when we were in Tampa, those bridges were crazy. I don't even know what the incline was on those bridges, but they were scary. There's one factor that a lot of those bridges have, which is that one lane is not used for ordinary vehicles at all. There's a reserve lane that's for emergency vehicles only.
Correct.
And can only be utilized by emergency vehicles. And that's one quick temporary kind of fix that you could implement. Of course, you got to look at the logistics, the timing, what it would mean, and, you know, very busy times, whether or not you have personnel on the bridge. But that's a fix that I see some jurisdictions use, which is that this particular lane, always and forever, is never to be utilized, only for emergency vehicles. And you're getting booked, you're getting ticketed if you attempt to use this lane.
Okay, let me finish this point with the large vehicles on the bridge. They need to either a structure or time for them to move on the bridge, either before 6 a.m., or when traffic has died down. Let me share something with you. I had a situation with them on the bridge one day. And had I not moved in time about 3 years ago, I would have been written off from the bar. But let me tell you what happens. When you have, and I really don't want to cast aspersions, but I can tell you what I know. When you have corrupt people, all right, down to those places where you inspect, these vehicles should not even be on the road. Mentioned. Let me share something. They are all tires. They are no rear looking mirrors. There are no clean plates. You can't, some of them don't have plates on them. There's no rear light on them. Okay? Who are inspecting these vehicles? They go down to the sand pit or wherever they get their load from. They drive on the street, on the airport road, and I told the woman in charge of traffic this a few weeks ago. You're not going to stop until we lose more lives on the airport road, because they come on the airport road, but all the debris hanging, the soil is higher than the truck, which is an offense. The tires are bald when the streets are wet. They cannot grip the streets. All of these are infractions on our streets, and we will continue to have fatalities until the police come out, enforce, and really go and do their jobs, because they are a risk. These cars are weapons on the street. Okay, and then one more point I want to make. In the nighttime, they need to deal with these wrecker drivers. With these LED wreckers, you can't even see in the front of you. Mm. They get those fluorescent lights or LED bulbs or whatever. They blind you. You cannot, Gladstone Road, wherever they drive, you cannot even see. And that's an offense. I don't know what the police is doing, but they need to deal with these people. If not, we're going to have some more problems. And thank you so much for taking my time.
Thank you so much, caller. That was a great idea about the time, right? We know this to be the case in other countries where certain trucks of certain weights are only on the road with traffic during certain hours. So that's not a new concept.
Wait, how about this one, MJ? Hey, Naughty and MJ, someone saw a lady on the back of a motorbike without a helmet while the driver was prancing so low her arms got skinned. That's not stupidity. That's true love.
What? Yeah.
Hey, MJ, I think that individual does it for tips, actually, and he does not do it until the light is red. It's not during the traffic.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ.
I still feel like that's like great talent, potentially, but definitely in the wrong place. Come on. Come on, we're not going to make flipping turn the red light a normal thing, because while the light is red for some, it's still green for others, right? So like, great talent, wrong place. Let's figure out a way to get him off that light and into a proper venue to showcase his talents.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I just started a few months now watching the bikers ride on Sunday evenings at the Sports Center. It's a pastime of mine. However, the majority of the bikers don't wear protective wear. It's really scary. Some laws need to be enforced, as there have been accidents that there recently. Cyclists colliding with each other, popping, etc. Additionally, a young cyclist died last week from head injuries sustained 2 Sundays ago.
Oh, wow.
I also suspect age performing for tips. He has all his faculties because he knows when to do the back flips and when to get out of the way. It's okay. A shame that high-ranking politician one and his crew have sucked our economy dry and prevented expansion and growth through their illegal activity and continuous contract fixing in exchange for crappy work that we don't have enough in the budget to have an institution where he can perform.
Yeah, we got to do something about that.
Hey, Naughty and MJ, the whole thing is the drivers need to obey the traffic laws and stop speeding, and the police need to be on the roads. Nothing wrong with the small cars. Everything you said, I agree with up until the small cars. Yes, there are some things wrong with the small cars. And if it ain't the small cars, it's the drivers of the small cars. Because remember now, like I always say, guns don't kill people, but stupid people with guns kill people. Well, small cars don't kill people, but stupid people driving small cars kill people.
Small cars are not, okay, they may not necessarily be more dangerous in the proper environment. But you're telling me in a place where we see these big trucks all the time, up and down on the road. Some of them speed in at speeds that I don't think is safe, but okay. You think that a small car interacting with a big truck like that, you think that's going to turn out anywhere near acceptable, the results of an accident like that? I mean, safety rating used to be a thing back in the day. We grew up with commercials, and they showed different cars and how they would fold up on a, you know, a wall. Is there any kind of safety rating around some of these small cars? Because the car I saw was so small, I promise you, that even the little scooters and the little, those little kind of look like ATV-looking cars that they rented, that made that small car, I mean, just look like a just a minuscule little dot in existence. It was too small. Yes, not all small cars are necessarily as dangerous, but we can admit that we have seen some. I'm sure you have, that made you wonder, oh my God, how did this car get licensed to be amongst regular traffic? I mean, smaller than a golf cart. Would we let people drive golf carts in regular traffic? They're not inherently dangerous if they're in the right kind of location, right? If they're in certain environments, they're not inherently dangerous. But if everyone started driving golf carts amongst the regular cars that are in society, you wouldn't stop and say, hey, now, hold on now, that golf cart shouldn't be on the street. Well, some of these cars are so small, smaller than a golf cart, I wonder, well, hold on now, hey, now, that small car really shouldn't be, you know, riding in traffic like this. I mean, we have to be real. I understand that there's an economic aspect to this. I can fully appreciate that because things are very expensive. Times are very tough. We do have an unreliable busing system. We do have a very expensive taxi system. I get it. I get everything working against the average transportation. But I do think it is fair for us to sometimes analyze some of these vehicles and say, okay, still though, this really shouldn't be on the road.
All right, real quick, let me get these, let me get this mention in, and then we'll get to the phone calls, and we'll take that right to the break. Don't forget, jump into family fun at the Inflatable Kingdom Inflatable Amusement Park. Fun for the kids of all ages. You know, now open Cable Beach Thursday through Sunday, all right? And it's only $25. Kids, you know, up until 12, but you big kids can still go out there and enjoy yourself, if you know what I mean. All right, so be sure to check out the Inflatable Kingdom Inflatable Amusement Park. Fun for kids. All right, now open on Cable Beach Thursday through Sunday all summer long. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hello, good evening. To MJ and your husband, since you're so famous, I forget his name.
He's but the anyhow, famous one, Naughty. Yeah.
I am a senior citizen, and I'm going to say what I have to say, and I'll hang up and I'm listening. I'm sitting here at 76 years old with half light in my kitchen.
Oh.
I have to use the drop cord to do the washing. I have a gas stove that only ignites with the light, and I've been using a drop cord to do that. And I have a problem with my fridge, and I am standing here. My air conditioning in my room is not working, so I'm having fans around on certain sides. I have to move it from room to room. I'm going to tell you, anybody who grew up and was born in Freeport, that was the country they kill, because they didn't want Bahamians to live like that. Mm. Okay? And I come to Nassau. And ever since I've been in this country, in this little island, it's nothing but negative and horrible people. I don't know who these people are and where they came from, but they're not nice. And one clarion call that I want to make. At Sandals, they have half of the west on that road. That is basically a one traffic going in and one traffic coming out. But the people on that road speed, and then Sandals got the bus park up there in the middle of the road, and all the employees is coming out the gate. The other day, I had to stop and come out of my car with a stick because the people don't let you come across when the bus is parked there. These are the laws that we have in our country. We don't have hotels in nobody else's country, but everybody who come to our country and have a hotel, they have their employees breaking every rule in the book, and they don't care. But right on from Montague Beach straight up to up the road west, all it is dirt on. I've never seen it like this.
Oh,
why can't the government put signs up on the beach and tell people to take their garbage?
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much. It's so great to hear from you, Carla. And I feel your pain. I grew up in Freeport as well. I understand the cultural differences between Nassau and Freeport, but not everybody in Nassau is, wicked or evil or, you know. I mean, I found a husband here, but I do understand that, yeah, there is a difference. Leave me there. There's a difference. All right, we're going to take a break here for the news. You're Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We will be right back.
Down the limit, I'm going up drastic. I'm a real gun, me boss, I'm here, you know we can't stick. Me want change, me zinc, I put up the chromastic. Tired of receive Red Bull, a straight hypnotic. So driver, drop this Arizona around an Albemarle. Driver, me say don't even itch. Collect a little food there, you come back quick. Driver, just remember the damn speed limit.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the Double Quarter Pound King. That's a full half pound of flame-grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your Double Quarter Pound King meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
No budget for a vacation this summer? Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game. You know the most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Calling all football.
football fans, there's only one place to catch the FIFA World Cup final. Join Nassau Cruise Port and Diageo on Sunday, July 19th at the Amphitheater at Nassau Cruise Port. Gates open at 1 p.m. with kickoff at 3 p.m. Music by DJ Kenny, DJ Tank. Visit NassauCruiseport.com for pricing and more information. Don't miss the FIFA World Cup final watch party at Nassau Cruise Port, July 19th. Gates open at 1 p.m.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Huntings, 24-7, 48-4. Keep it in the talk. And I take back talk. Watch out. Me ball. Them no like me, I'm in a light.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, Inflatable Kingdom, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Printmasters.
When they inform and them do too much infamy and a cause problem, make them really good. When they backbite at them do too much backbiting and a cause problem, me ball. Them no like me and me no like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me and me no like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Go tell your friend. The people come for run things, I can go tell your friend. Now go run it 24/7, go tell your friend. Me not give no game, man, friend, go tell your friend.
We're back at you on the Friday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Friday edition. MJ, what's good?
It's good. I mean, my Nassau friends, y'all do not have to text me about this Nassau Freeport thing, right? I got so many texts during the break. And I just want to say, like, I understand. Don't get mad. Nah, don't get mad. But I understand the sentiments that the last caller was trying to get across, because if we're being real, the level of comfort, I'll use that word, and affordability that most Grand Bahamians had back in the day, I don't even know if we've gotten to that level in the present day here in New Providence. I mean, it's rough. It's rough. So I kind of get where she's coming from. But, you know, we're all Bahamians. We're working on this thing together. And I think that's the best way forward.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I got rear-ended heavy equipment at the PI booth 20 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I saw a young girl riding a 600 no helmet, short pants, short sleeve shirt down Robinson Road dual carriage yesterday. The wrong way. Why? She was headed right at me. She switched over to the left crossing in front of the car, my entry corner. My thought at the time was, it's all fun and games until all her skin is scraped off, she can't walk, and her friends all disappear.
Wow.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I agree with that 76-year-old lady. I truly believe our leaders want the population to be poor and desperate, and they deliberately kill or steal any innovation that might lead to a breakthrough. The most recent is taking away the solar option from citizens in law and handing it to folk art on a silver platter. Imagine they want to control the cost of the sun. Can Ray Davis please call elections now?
Wait, we just came out of elections.
Yes,
oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, Pearly.
Hey, MJ, and your husband. Hey.
Don't start, okay? Don't start nothing, and it
your
won't
friends
be
friends like Pearly who needs enemas.
Hey, Naughty. How you doing, my brother?
Your joke is wild.
Persona kind of rubs off on me every once in a while. You know, I'm trying.
Well, listen, don't make me call Cody Bellinger and tell him put a thing on you all tonight for your insolence on this show right now. You know, just be very careful.
That ain't gonna happen. Trust me. Broom, brand new broom ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
No comment at this time.
But I was listening to the lady, and she's right out by Sandals.
Yeah.
Around this time you're trying to get out there. The bus got it back. People coming out. It's really kind of rough. Sandals need to push that wall back some more and make a little opening there a lot better.
Allow the bus that's picking up their employees to come into their property off the road and get their employees and then come back out onto the main road. I mean, why can't they do that?
Hmm.
But they need to do a break on that aroma that just pump out two times a day from down there to just make it really tough to drive in that area.
Yeah, that aroma. Yeah. I don't know what others they pumping out, but you know, I can guess.
Anyway, let me get back to this text. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The lady who called about her light needs an electrician. It sounds like there's phases missing or been damaged from power outage. She also needs to call BPL. Now, MJ and Pearly, I got one for you here. Now, I want your take on this because this has left me gobsmacked. According to Simon, all right, let's get to the caller on the line and then I get to this. Talking Heads.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Heard the lady who just called about the power outage and her concerns with people in New Providence. Again, I say, MPs, start writing your letters. You all want to get on the CLK? Write your letters, all of you. There are a number of you. There are like 41 of you. Write your letters. People are having issues with their electricity, whatever the case may be. Get to knowing what's going on. Somebody indicated that call an election. Who are we going to select? Has anybody changed what they're going to do differently? Like, come, tell us what you're going to do differently. I want to hear it. I want to know the great improvements that you're going to make. Not to say that you don't have them, but just let us know so we can feel comfortable with voting in another election. I had to struggle to vote for the last one. And so I don't want to struggle again. Get ready for the next election. And then the next thing with her position with Bahamians, like, come on, you live here with us now.
Like, I mean, but she's always...
Try to make it happen. Don't put us down.
Yeah, no,
and
she, I mean...
And why you're not in Grand Bahama. That can't be perfect either. So, you know, like, don't talk bad about us.
Oh, Lord, I don't want to knock off people.
Don't do that.
There's
some really nice, lovely, wonderful people and persons here. You do not, you know, you haven't met all of us. So, take it easy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
I get it. Please, let's not do an ass-off report thing. Please, let's not do it. But I think her point.
I think that 76-year-old caller was meaning Pearly them. Behaving and not so means like Pearly.
So she's 76 years old. She's lived a long time. She's seen both Grand Bahama in its heyday, presumably, and what the capital is right now. And to be fair, y'all, please don't row me. I can understand her point about being in Grand Bahama for a long time and seeing how, you know, how things were moving along at a point and realizing that even now in 2026, you don't, as a Bahamian, even have that level of comfort today in the capital because things are just not working as they should and things are very expensive. So, yeah, I don't think it's a condemnation. I would never condemn the people, the population for the problems, but yeah, I definitely would ask questions about the direction they've taken this country in the last 30 years.
All right. You don't have to ask that question. You didn't on May 12th, so I mean, what is that ask now?
And then have more people become activated. A big problem about the last election was like Bahamians just shrug and say whatever. Has that changed? I don't know.
When you say, I'm voting because nothing can change, you ain't vote and nothing still ain't gonna change if you don't vote. You don't know if nothing can change. You don't know that.
You took a potential and made it
hope
a
that
sure
something
thing.
Change, that the next man have a better plan and don't, you know, all the parties are like with the different leaders.
Yeah, all the parties are like is a...
We all behemoth. And both parties take people from each side, and the government party was bragging about the people they took from the FNM. So don't tell me nothing different. Anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah, all parties are like, it's a very effective but dangerous talking point that usually
they're not all alike.
Yeah, it's not true.
They're not all alike. They're different, all right? But we sit back as a people and expect the few people that are working, y'all need to do it. Get involved. Get involved. Change can only come from within.
Naughty and MJ, why would anything change? Did you see any leadership regarding enforcement from the PM or the Commissioner of Police? What is the inspection rate of these big vehicles? What times are they supposed to be on the road? Why? Another tax is coming. I hear elections on Tuesday. All right. I like this one. That's how people are way better. That's how you got your husband, MJ, the nice and funny guy.
And I tell y'all, don't even go there.
And hold on, I can be honest with you. I appreciate you going to bat for me there, Texter, but I can be honest with you. I only got better since the day I met MJ, all right? I was a trainer.
I tell y'all, don't go there. It's a Friday. Let's not.
Oh, Lord.
Oh boy!
Well, one thing, when
Bobby mentioned,
say,
and
boy,
just
when it comes to elevated music, Naughty got plenty of sugar on his tongue.
A whole factory. I love it though.
But hey, I am paying a compliment to Pearly doing his best impersonation of elevated music. What's going on?
No. I was just admiring the comment. That's all.
Hey, at least he's not backflipping at the light. Come on, give him a break.
Well, honestly, yeah, I mean. My life went up significantly forward, up through the roof since I met MJ. I ain't run from that. I can't lie.
I'm not. Did I say anything was wrong with that? Did I doubt you? I never said anything. I just went along with it. I was playing some nice, maybe my music tastes kind of, you know, I'm limited.
I forget the movie where it's from, but it's, she completes me.
Oh, no. Moving along.
And I do know. I know.
All right, this is something that I didn't know until I started reading this article today, and I was really shocked. And I had a WMF moment over this one. According to Simon Wilson, he says it costs $200 million for insurance for 30% of civil servants every year. Now, MJ, break it down for me, because you know mathematically sometimes I have my little questions, but is it $200 million for only 30% of the whole sector?
Only
30% of the sector is insured, and the other 70 is what, dangling?
I am absolutely, and that's an article in today's Guardian. If you guys haven't read it, go check it out. But yeah, according to our financial secretary, who curiously enough made the statements at a Rotary meeting. So we're not hearing this from a minister. We're not hearing this in Parliament. We have the financial secretary at a Rotary. And no offense to Rotary, I love Rotary. You know, good work there, but. This is where we have to hear as citizens that it costs $200 million per year to cover only 30% of the civil service. I can't even find the words to tell you how crazy that number sounds relative to the percentage of employees that it covers. And you know, when these stories were out and about Kalina and the $100 million that they owed there, I remember at the time our national security minister, Mr. Wayne Monroe, talking about he had a meeting with Mr. Halkidis or a discussion, and those numbers, it's not 100. Absolutely see it being $100 million. If now you're telling us, after all this time, after 2 years of discussion, about this insurance, and are you behind $100 million? Are you not? Now we hear it from the financial secretary at a Rotary meeting that we as citizens, taxpayers, have to dole out $200 million a year for insurance coverage, and that only covers 30%? What are we doing? What on earth are we doing?
I'm trying to figure out. I'd like to know what is that? What numbers that 30% is it 500, 5,000? What numbers that 30% of people?
Excellent.
So that we can determine what it per person is and see how realistic that is. Now I know.
Excellent. Question.
When I worked at another place, I know that several times I saw insurance jump because you had some people that claim a lot of insurance. You know, I had like three or four people in that place who had cancer, and then one had a couple members of the family had cancer. So it and they were all claiming, they all had hit that $1 million. So I know, but so we do have an obesity problem. We do have a high blood pressure problem in this country. We do have a lot of people. And that 30% includes defense force officers, police officers who are high risk. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to get a clear breakdown of exactly what it is, a lot better. Because when you start out of there, it flabbergasts all of us. Like, $200 million. But let's see what it really entitles, and maybe they're not spending enough.
No, I mean, obviously, if $200 million is only covering 30%. This is according to the article in The Guardian, and Mr. Wilson, our financial secretary, obviously they're not paying enough. He even said in the article or at the meeting that it's unacceptable that they're only covering 30%. But the $200 million, that is the question that we have to ask. And you know, I looked back at the budget and I'm like, okay, let me see, because you know, the big numbers really get my attention in the budget. I didn't see $200 million budgeted. I saw $79 million budgeted. And that's about the average we're spending on government personnel insurance. That's the line item. Maybe it's in the budget in other places, but are we even, it costs us $200 million a year, but are we actually even paying it is the first question.
There you go. I already get to that part of it.
But let me just interject.
That's the bill that's running.
You're all focusing on the 30%. What happened to the 70% that ain't got nothing?
But that's the problem.
That's probably the average civil servant. That's correct.
And what are those numbers? How many numbers does that represent?
Right. So once we know the 30, we'll naturally know what number the 70% represents. But I mean, the cost, and I just want to say, government isn't just your average insurance purchaser, right? We're talking about a huge civil servant. We're talking about tremendous negotiation power just because of the sheer size of that particular business. And we're still talking about 70% not being covered. Now, Mr. Wilson, I guess, has an idea about how maybe we could solve this problem by introducing, kind of a contributory model that encompasses everyone, letting them select. I could see this helping to chip away at that legacy outstanding debt, which no doubt exists if it costs $200 million a year. But I could see with mismanagement an even greater problem down the road. And I mean, the options aren't necessarily good at this point, but I am just surprised that we are now hearing this, and I'm surprised at the way that we're hearing it. This isn't the minister saying to us, okay, guys, listen, it costs us $200 million a year, and we feel bad because this is only covering 30%, so we propose X, Y, and Z. It's not like, I don't want to say this is like a throwaway comment, but because he was doing it at a Rotary meeting, and Rotary has great meetings and great speakers and all that kind of stuff. But honestly, is this how we should be hearing it, when we should be hearing it, and from whom we're hearing it?
That comes like when you're speaking at Rotary, so you invite the media to come follow you at Rotary.
Right.
And they do it, and come, I'm going to be speaking at Rotary. And it may not even have been part of a speech. It may have been a question asked. How much does the government spend on insurance every year, and how does it cover? So it may just, in his defense, it may not be anything that was planned to be said. I mean, them Rotarians ask you some really good questions.
But $200 million and only covering 30% being revealed this way after 2 years of conversation around the alleged $100 million that Kalina was owed, where we were hearing denials up and down the road. Now, I have some other questions about, how forthcoming and, to be quite frank, how honest the conversation around this debt, potential debt to Kalina has been. If we knew that it was $200 million a year, is anyone surprised that the government may owe $100 million? I don't think so.
We got a couple of callers on the line. I agree. Transparency and accountability with this administration based on their track record. I'm expecting more smoke and mirrors and more ostrich in the sand tactics. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Well, let's look at this. First of all, I don't think one insurance company should be covering all of them. To get the best rate, they should split it between two insurance companies.
I think they have multiple companies.
You got about 2,000 Defense Force guys. I think about 2,000 policemen. Probably got about 1,000 in the prison there. Nurses with another probably 1,000. And nurses and doctors. So, but still, why are you going with one company? Why are you going and paying that type of money? That's too much money for one company.
No, well, to be fair, we don't know that it's one caller. We don't know that. We know what they potentially owe one company, but we don't know that it's just a single company that gets the business. As a matter of fact, I think it's not.
Well, I hope not, but That's great.
Yeah, it's a lot to owe one company, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's the fact that they owe that company, that's the company that's getting the bulk of it.
And also the company that's been carrying the risk while not being paid. That's the other side of it as well.
Right, right. So they probably got the bulk of it. Police, defense force, I don't know. You know, I don't know how they have it split up, but it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to owe and a lot to tell us we owe every year in this manner. Thank you so much, caller.
You, with those numbers, you have too much bargaining power to be paying that type of money. Someone is not negotiating properly for us.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, that's a lot of money to seem like you don't have proper bargaining power. But now it makes me think of some other things happening. I'm going to wait to tie them in, but yeah.
Let's get these other calls in. Talking Heads.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Yes, I'm calling to comment on this thing. The first time I heard, hello?
Yes, hi. Go ahead.
Okay, the first time I know.
Right.
I can't imagine that. Now you're at $200 million, you're saying? I don't know why, at this, if you're paying this amount of money, why can't the government come up with our own insurance company? Because if they've been doing that for years, and I'm sure the company hasn't paid out nearly half of that, and if they operated just like national insurance, I'm sure it'll be a success. That kind of money you pump into something and you leave it there and invest it and get returns on it, and if something happened catastrophically, you could pay out the money us. You could pay out the money us. And that way, the money stays in the country. The next thing, they were talking about all us that are obese. If the government would come down on the taxes of the right food, probably the Bahamians would buy it more. But when you're going to tax the right food, strawberries costing a little about 10 or 11 strawberries costing $7 or $9.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
How you... And then round the corner, you could go get a chicken snack.
No, you gave it the wrong shop for strawberry. If you paid $7 or $8, okay. I gave you that much.
Why the wrong
are
shop
we
early.
Having this obesity problem? Because why? They're taxing the right foods out of the roof. This I don't know why they think this is so complicated, you know. If you want to get us to eat more greens, make it cheaper.
Yeah.
Make it cheaper as corn, beef, and grits.
Yeah.
And really, you shouldn't be charging no taxes on it. Because we are trying to grow our own food. Let's grow our own food.
Yeah.
These people got everything. And they supposed to, what does kill me? They supposed to be so intelligent and running the country. All you got to do, this obesity problem and all the sugar, get the people to bring in the greens and you cut the tax. Or don't charge no taxes on it. Well, you're just paying out $200 or $300 million in insurance. Then you got the hospital. We lay up in the hospital till we die. This is elementary. Get more greens and fiber in our diet for free. Just pay for it. You don't have to tax it. Why they need to get something out of that? They need to get juice out of everything. And then they don't do right with the money. They just tax us, and they don't do right. And then they only come back and tell us what we need to do, but they're not doing right.
Thank you very much, Carla. Yeah, the work over there at Ministry of Agriculture is so very important. For our future, so very important. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. You guys are listening to Talking Heads on God Radio. It's truly MJ, Naughty, Pearly. We'll be right back.
No friend, go tell your friend. The cable come for running, Jack and go tell your friend. Now go run it 24/7, go tell your friend. Me now give no game, man, friend, go tell your friend. Me now give no sodom, my friend, go tell your friend. Me don't want no backbite, my friend, go tell your friend. Then me don't want no inform, my friend, that's why. Them no lie, me, I mean, no lie, them. Them are me enemy.
Hey kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rockwell Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Yeah. Go with your tires faster than a hot night to a bar. One wheel going left, one wheel going right. While the cock trying to go down the road straight, Chief.
You need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
Running through the castles, flying through the air, laughing with our friends, fun is everywhere. Jumping higher, higher than before, Inflatable Kingdom, give us more and more.
Jump this way to fun at Inflatable Kingdom Attraction Park, opening Friday, July 10th at Breezes Cable Beach. Unlimited inflatable rides for kids up to 12. Kids $25, adults $5. Adult supervision required.
Summer's here, and KFC's got summer buckets just for you. Every bucket starts with 8 legs and thigh pieces of your favorite chicken, plus 4 golden biscuits. Grab the value bucket for just $20 or go big with our mega bucket, packed with everything you need for summer fun on the beach, boat, or on the road. Need more? Add 4 Pepsis, family fries, or the new mango dessert biscuit for only $5. KFC's summer buckets of big chicken only at KFC Nassau.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Go tell your friend. The cable come for run King Jack and go tell your friend. Now go run it 24/7. Go tell your friend. Me not give no gear man friend. Go tell your friend. Me not give no sodom my friend. Go tell your friend. Me don't want no backbite a friend. Go tell your friend. Them me don't want no inform my friend. That's why them no like me and me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me and me no like them. Them a me enemy, me watch out. Me boss. Bring your heart and not your coming.
Rabbi gotcha. On the Friday, July 17th edition of Talking Heads, Naughty MJ and Purdy and his company right up until 6 p.m. on this Friday edition. And yeah, I'm still trying to make that math math.
They trying to make it math too, because it is not making any sense, you know? It is sad that you have the biggest employer in the country only able to provide insurance for 30% of its employees.
I'm telling you, that's probably law enforcement.
Yep.
Defense force, probably the prisons, maybe customs, maybe air traffic control. I don't think the average Ministry of Agriculture or the average Ministry of Education or the average Ministry of I don't believe they pay insurance. They may. Which they do, but I don't know. I don't know.
Which means that you have 70% of your workforce without employer-provided in whole or part insurance, right?
Well, now you do understand that if you're a government employee, you can sign up for national health insurance.
Exactly.
The drug plan, I'm not 100% certain. For the drug plan, I know that public servants could sign up for the drug plan, the NHI drug plan. I'm not sure if they could sign up for full NHI, but I know some NHI people listening, so they could text me and tell me or not, you know?
Yeah, and then NHI issues, right? We see those issues play out every day. We hear what the doctors are saying, that the slow payment there by government as well, you know, because any citizen can sign up for that, citizen or resident, I understand.
Oh, yeah, once you're 60, yeah.
Right, you have a situation where a lot of the doctors that do participate in the program are really booked up because they're in high demand.
Yeah, you can't just pick any doctor. You have to pick a doctor that has a bit. They only can take X amount of patients.
Correct. And then,
so they have to find a doctor that's free.
And then you have a situation where the doctors that are, you know, participating in the program are slow to be paid, haven't been paid for a while, been talking about not getting their money on time regularly. I mean, if that is the alternative, then you got to make sure that system is shored up and working properly as well. You know, 70% of your employees don't have employer-assisted insurance. So the options that are available, you got to make sure that running doesn't have the headaches and the hiccups that we hear about all the time. I mean, come on. Not to mention what's happening with the public hospitals. You know, that's not even the preferred option for a lot of people simply because of the state that it's in. The maintenance that needs to happen there, the refurbishment that needs to happen at PMH, the doctors and nurses that need to be paid appropriately, the fact that we have a shortage in both areas, my goodness. But we are committed to, you know, it costing us $200 million a year for insurance for the 30% that are lucky enough to be covered. I mean, there's so much we could do, so much better.
This is quite the storm, if I must say. Let me get to some of these texts. And they're all related on this. MJ, if they applied the travel budget for the next 4 years, that would cover it. The regional climate change leader, Mia Motley, doesn't even spend $200,000 a year. So go figure. Naughty and MJ and Pearly, that insurance ain't, you know what? My 20% of the premium is over $100 a month. And the insurer said my annual only covers $190,000 a year. Somebody get that contract for campaign funds. Make it make sense. Good afternoon, MJ, Naughty, and Pearly. Why would a senior civil servant at a regular club meeting should be deemed factual? Is it legal for him to speak in these areas casually and share this, or is he gossiping?
So I absolutely would not consider. Let me tell you something. When you hold the position of financial secretary, would you say pertaining to what government pays, I don't care what, you could be sitting on the toilet in an airplane screaming it out. You that will be considered factual. You just don't have the room to just be throwing figures out off the top of your head or saying it in a way where people have to question, is this true? We must consider it to be accurate. That's the trust. That's the public trust, that when the financial secretary speaks, his words are accurate and they reflect reality. So I'm not even going to start questioning whether what he says is true. We're going to operate from the
position. Because if you insinuate he's a liar, he'll meet you in the parking lot.
Yeah, we're going to move from the position that what he is saying is factual, because there is no forum that would give him any leeway to fudge figures, not numbers. Not numbers and talking about this is what it costs the government. No room to be playing around with numbers like that. So he says it costs the government, mind you, not that they pay, but that it costs the government $200 million per year to cover 30% of the civil service. That is what is being reported out in the Nassau Guardian. So that is where we're operating from. And that figure is absolutely astonishing. I'm sorry, but it is. Bear in mind, we borrowed $200 million or so, almost, from China to build a specialty hospital. Now that I think about it, probably has a tie-in to this whole situation. I'm looking at it differently now. Looking at it differently based on this recent information. We borrowed $200 million, but we pay $200 million every year just in insurance, the 30%.
Well, there's a text that says, hey, Naughty, MJ, and Pretty, I don't buy that $200 million. Are they paying full coverage for the employees? If so, why not pay half or 75%? And help the cost. Something is not sounding right. The only 30% are covered. Shaking my head, sucking my teeth.
That is what, as reported in the Guardian, the cost is. I'm very careful.
For every employee. Employee is not insured.
And I'm being very, very deliberate with the use of the word pay versus cost, because we know what he says it costs. But there's a very big question around whether or not the government is on time in a way that's, you know, prudent, whether or not they're paying this money every year or if something else is accumulating in the background.
The financial secretary should never divulge this information. He tells other people they cannot share government business outside of government. Plus, he's a civil servant, not a government minister. Since they have ministers running the ministries now, Simon Wilson's finance minister should confirm and speak to this.
I actually don't have a problem with him saying it, you know. You know, it's okay, it is disturbing that we have to hear about this because he's at a like they say, club meeting, you know, giving a speech or answering questions, whatever it is. But why hasn't this information, why hasn't the full circumstance been actually spoken about by the substantive minister? You know, Mr. Halkidis, Minister of Finance, why haven't you apprise the Bahamian people about what we're actually facing and dealing with. We see the cost. Sorry,
he's the policy. He may not know the cost himself. He's the policymaker. The financial secretary runs the treasury or the Ministry of Finance.
I may be able to accept that with some other ministers and some other ministries, but this question about the $100 million was raised from potentially owed to Kalina. We heard from the Police Staff Association as far back as February of 2025. At that point, we got a response from the then Minister of National Security, Mr. Wayne Monroe, who said that he spoke with Mr. Michael Halkidis, Minister of State back then as well, who said that the number weren't at $100 million. These are not people that are not apprised with this situation. And yes, he's the policymaker, Mr. Halkidis is, but he's also now the Minister of Finance. He very well knows. He who stood up and told us what the budget is for this year, what we're going to be paying on X, Y, and Z, he very well knows whether or not it costs the Bahamian people $200 million a year and what that covers. I'm sorry, no excuse. None.
Let me get these other texts in. Big whoopsie. The decision to suspend spend that money with Simon Wilson's alone. He makes a decision at finance to spend the country's money on his own and what he wants to spend it on.
Not true.
I don't think you say that. That's been said more than once. I don't think it's true, but it's been said more like he...
I get that the way that it works in practice, maybe a particular way, never worked in the Ministry of Finance, not sure. But to try to just put it on the technocrat, when, as you say, we have the policymakers, as you say, we have the parliamentarians who go through this whole budget exercise every year. I'm not just leaving it on Mr. Wilson to say, oh, he decided. That's absolutely not. There's a reason why we have elected officials who are supposed to head these ministries and be responsible and responsive to the Bahamian people. And so far, nobody showed us the respect to come and say to the Bahamian people, okay, here's what's happening with the insurance, especially when our insurance was suspended momentarily last week or the week before. No one has given us the respect to say, okay, here is actually what's happening. It costs us $200 million per year. At the moment, we are $100 million, $120 million, $130 million behind because of XYZ. Here's the proposed solutions to fix this legacy problem, as they're now trying to call it. And this is how we're going to move forward. These are what we can expect in the future. These are the benchmarks. Here's what's going to happen. Instead, now we're just hearing kind of haphazardly, oh, yeah, man, y'all don't know? We pay $200 million every year. Or it costs us, let me be careful, it costs us $200 million every year, and that only covers 30%. After 2 years of this issue being in the public and no response, give me a break.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, afternoon, Audie. I'm Jay Burley.
Hey, what's going on?
Good afternoon.
I know I'm mistaken, but doesn't the money come directly from the personnel's account monthly? And then the government pays the other half or...
It depends on what kind of insurance they have. So I don't know if the government pays 100% or only pay a part of it. But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Does that come in? That's very strange to me because all other private or thingam industries, you know, that's how they operate. The money comes directly. So, yeah, you get paid the money comes directly off your account.
If that were the case, then we're looking at a higher number. So, for example, if it's $400 million in total, employees pay half, government pays half, it would be a higher number. But this is, he wasn't speaking
exactly,
to what
that's what
employees,
I'm getting at. He's, I don't know what we're thinking.
So, there is a proposal out there about a three-tier plan that they want to implement moving forward where the employees actually contribute. But what we know, based on the financial secretary's word so far, is that the government, which is the employer, pays $200 million, or it costs them $200 million a year, and that covers 30%.
Wow.
And that's incredible. That's
Thank you, Chris,
wow.
So I'll continue to listen.
Thank you so much, caller.
Yes. But I understand what I think I have, without confirming 100%, I'm guessing that 30% would be the police officers, the defense force officers, that level of those, and the rest that's not covered.
Which is, I mean, and he did acknowledge this based on the Guardian article that it is, you know, it's kind of unacceptable that the biggest employer, the government, which also is running its own healthcare system now, let's not forget that part about it, is only covering 30% of its employees right now. That's not good.
Boy, scary.
You can't expect morale to be any kind of near close to being good around this town or this nation when people are not going over their head.
It'll be interesting to see how much of the members of parliament, the minister, the financial secretary, they probably get that free Cleveland Clinic checkup every year and all that.
Thank you. Okay, dokie then.
It'll be interesting to see how they are covered compared to others.
100% covered. 100% covered. Oh, boy. Ah, boy.
And mind you, as a minister of the government, you should be the government. You're working. The government should insure you. And
yeah,
they should go through that Cleveland Clinic checkup and all of that. I accept that. Just wondering how much the others, who is the financial secretary and others are being, and just how much of it is covered. That's what I'm interested in, you know.
Yeah, and cost per person covered per annum. How many persons are covered?
I see, but listen, yeah. It's based on the claims we make, based on the conditions our people are, the payment's anywhere from $800 to $2,000 a month. Depends.
Mm.
Probably. You know, I could be wrong. This is purely assumptions.
It is a lot. Because if you're talking, you know, if 30% represents around, 7,500 employees, you're looking at an average of $26,000 per annum per employee. I mean, what?
Yeah, but,
what?
I mean, I got a test of chiming in. The insurance is B2Y because they carry the armed forces, immigration, customs, police force, defense force, etc. Well, they need to be covered. I mean, that's border protection, that national security. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
So, what are we getting at here? We got to figure out how everybody needs to be covered.
Trying to protect us. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I'm not going to allow you to say don't.
Now, my question would be on that, Naughty. My question would be that, Naughty, what kind of insurance are officers up? You know, that's the kind of thing that something happens that they're fully covered. That's my question. I would like to know if they have what kind of insurance they have, and if it's not good, they should improve upon it. These men and women are out there putting their lives on the line every day for us to keep us safe, for us to lay down in our bed and feel comfortable. So let's make sure they're properly covered.
And I wonder how much consistent, data, thank God we have AI now that we're using and collecting, and is this influencing policy decisions moving forward? I found it very interesting. What we did move towards is maternity and, you know, for other things, and maybe that ties in.
I don't know. I mean, I thought I heard a report saying that we're not having enough children in this country. So what are we doing that for? To encourage the aim of more children or to take in some other children?
It could also be that they evaluated some of those claims and said, you know something? If we had XYZ, we could have more people go there. But we need communication. That's what we need.
I'm still going to say, though, when you bring up the hospital, I think we need to fix BMH first.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do there first before you bring another hospital that you can't properly manage. Next thing we can hear, 300 nurses coming from somewhere.
Undoubtedly.
And it's already, when you go to the hospital on the public ward, there are foreign nurses. There are Filipinas and African nurses there. Not knocking yet, I'm just telling you what is there.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm waiting to see. If we did proper homework for this hospital, I am waiting to see that.
No, and I do get the point. I get the point of what people are saying. Like, you have this hospital that needs so much work, and that's not being done, and we're moving to build a new specialty hospital. I'm just saying that in light of now, in terms of the insurance and the costs that we have to carry every year, it raises new questions on why we moved to this particular specialty hospital first. And I think I'm getting a more nuanced picture in my mind now. I just wish that our policymakers, our ministers, our elected officials would just be a little bit more upfront and honest with the Bahamian people. Well, we got to go stake out club meetings to get bits and drips and drops of information every now and again. I mean, what kind of communication strategy is that?
Progress.
Pearly.
Well, listen, Mr. Producers, give me the high sign. I got to wrap things up, man. But definitely, I appreciate your contributions, MJ Pearly, your contributions as always. I mean, it's been a busy week, a crazy week, an eventful week. And again, to everybody involved with the...
Wait. I have a final contribution for Pearly. How you like Spain, buddy? How you like Spain? You gonna finish
I like him just as much as I like Argentina.
Don't worry about Argentina. We can finish the job on Sunday, okay? Don't worry about that.
I know later tonight when I text Naughty, he ain't gonna answer my text because he can be... him and Sancho can duck.
Stat Boy and the Big Don, they come in for you tonight.
Yankees too pop down right now. I'm not saying anything.
And I just saw a good story. They don't even know when Judd coming back.
Too pop down. I can't even. Not right now. I need a little break from them.
But probably the Lakers Summer League team look pretty decent, too.
They're in the semifinals for the championship in the Las Vegas Summer League. Yep, doing really good.
We'll talk about that and more and get the preview of the World Cup final on Sunday on the press box right here on Guardian Radio, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Yours truly, Pearly, Stat Boy, Meg will be in the building, and we'll chop it up. We'll talk NBA, we'll talk NFL. Pearly, only 4 more weeks, 5 more weeks before actual NFL, bro.
We ain't going to win nothing, so I ain't that excited. I'm just excited to see football.
Well, anyway, just
get excited. I know you're excited for another broken heart. I know you're excited for another broken heart, so I ain't going to fight you on it.
Anyway, after Spain wins the World Cup, I'll handle the rest. All right, man. For MJ, for Pearly, for Stopway chiming in during the sports this week, for Mr. Producer Chris, this your boy, Nutty. Have a great weekend, Bahamas. And, of course, you know, please practice safety on the roads, especially in the petite small cars, okay? Thank you very much.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 3.
Shoes and accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
No budget for a vacation. No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and 3 nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Con, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Con, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Con, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Con, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Dunk Buffalo Ranch.
Dive in hot with the new KFC Dunk Buffalo Ranch.
Buffalo Ranch. Hey, Dunk.
Buffalo Ranch Diamond.
A crispy ranch chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce on the side.
Buffalo on the side.
Buffalo on the side.
For just $8.95, get messy with it and dunk it how you want it. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Everybody dunk.